Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Halachos today. We're broadcasting from Uman, Ukraine. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the birth date of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. And our close friend from Miami, Michael Ben Melech, dedicates the shir today in honor of the Rebbe's birthday in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We dedicate the shir also for a complete refuah and yeshua for all those that need it. We're in the middle of the topic of Purim. In Hilchas Birchas Oreach, Halacha Dalid, and we're in the middle of paragraph Hey, we're up to the sub-paragraph, Avol Hashem Yisborach Chomal Alamoi. Rav Nosson Zal explains, however, Hashem had Rachmonis on his nation, on his people, V'sholach lanu oz es Mordechai v'Esther, and he sent us this great tzaddik and tzidkonis, Mordechai and Esther, u'Mordechai hu bechinas Moshiach. Shekol mikol horeichos toivos shenimshochim alidei hatfila bebechinas din shel habal koyach kemavur batoyranal. Mordechai hatzadik is like Moshiach, who is a composite of all the good aromas that are generated by the tefila bebechinas din of the powerful tzaddik that knows how to give forth that tefila. As Rabbi Nazal explains in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is the chapter that this halach is based on, in paragraph Yud, Ki Mordechai hu bechinas besomim roish mordroer, because the Torah tells us that Mordechai is hinted to in the Torah when the Torah speaks about the special spices of the Ktoiras and the Shemen Hamishcha that was used, where the Targum of those words, Mordroer, is Morei Dachya. As the Gemara points out, Hainu Shehu Roish Lekol HaBesomim V'Horeichoy Shol Shemen HaMishcha. This teaches us that Mordechai HaTzadik is the top, the most important one of all these special spices and aromas of the special oil that was used to anoint all the vessels in the Beis HaMikdosh and in the Mishkan and the Kohanim, Sheze Bechinas Moshiach. And this is tied into Moshiach, Shenikro B'Shem Moshiach Al Shem Shenimshach B'Shem En HaMishcha, who carries the title Moshiach because he is anointed with this special oil. Ki Moshiach Hu Ikra HaKoyach Shol Shem En HaMishcha, because Moshiach represents the main power, the essence of that holy oil. Ki Moshiach hu klal kol horeichos toivos shebo'olam, because Moshiach is a composite of all the good aromas in the whole world. We said that he's referred to as Ruach Apeinu Moshiach Hashem, the spirit of our nose, of our nostrils. V'al kein al yidei shemen hamishcha niskachin hadvorim k'dushosam. Dahainu HaMishkon, U'Mizbeach, U'Kli Shores, V'Koyhanim Gedoilim, U'Malochim. And this is why it was this Shemen HaMishcha, this special holy oil that had this special smell, this special aroma that sanctified everything that needed to be sanctified. The Mishkon, the Mizbeach, all the Kelim, the Kohanim Gedolim, the kings, the Jewish kings. Ki kol hakedushos mekablim al yedei horeach toiv, because all types of holiness draw from this special good aroma, shehu bechinas Moshiach, shegodel v'tzoymeach al yedei hakoil hamashke sagan, which grows and blossoms through the special voice, the voice of Hashem, that carries through the Garden of Eden and waters and nurtures all the things that grow, all the vegetation that grow in the garden. This is making reference to what Rabbi Nazar speaks about there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, based on the beginning of the Chumash, where it tells us that Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden, and at one point after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they heard the voice of Hashem carrying through the garden. Shenimshach. And this special voice of Hashem, which nourishes all the vegetation in the garden, this special voice of Hashem is drawn via the tefila bebechinas din of the tzaddik. Shaydei zeh hakol yecholin lohichiach velahafoich avoinois lezchuyos chol lekodesh. It's through this special voice the voice of the Baal Koyach, the one who gives forth this powerful tefillah bebechinas din. And this voice of Hashem Kaviyachol that carries through the garden, this voice is what enables a tzaddik to give proper, healthy rebuke and to convert the sins of the Jewish people to merits by getting us to do a real tshuva, choil lekodesh, to convert that which is ordinary to something that's holy. Bebechinas nirdi nosan rechoy, as the pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likut Imran from Shir HaShirim, that this special perfume, this nirdi, this nerd, gave forth a beautiful aroma. And the word nirdi is also merames to the yerida of a Jew, of Klal Yisrael. When we go through a yerida, when we commit major sins, chas v'shalom, that the tzaddik, by giving us the right kind of rebuke, a healthy rebuke, is able to turn it around completely and to get us to do a tshuva whereby our sins get converted to merits. Ki ikar hakedusha hi bechinas haneshama. Because the main holiness of a person is the soul of the person. Shehi chelek elokam imal, which is a part of the divineness of Hashem. She ikar chiyusa hu hareach. And we know that the main source of energy and life of the soul is smell. As the Gemara says, koil haneshoma tahal elko, that smell is the thing which gives, which the soul benefits from. V'alkein, al yidei shemen hamishcha, shu b'chinas reyach, b'chinas moshiach, al yidei ze malin kol hadvorim mechol. And it's therefore that this special, the Beis HaMikdash, u'mordechai nimshach mishon, and Mordechai HaTzadik comes from the same place. Ki hu bechinas besomim roish mordror, as the Gemara says, the source of Mordechai in the Torah is this mordror, this special spice that was part of the Shemen HaMishcha. V'alkein hoyeloi koyach godoel shel Moshiach, and this is why Mordechai HaTzadik had the great power that Moshiach will have. Lamoid keneged kol klipois homan amolek, to stand up to and to challenge the entire klipa of homan amolek. V'alkein bekoichoi hoisiyachoyla Esther leirei lebeirosh shubeis hasitrachra. And it's therefore with the power and support of Mordechai HaTzadik that Esther was able to go down into the depths of Tuma, into the palace of Achashverosh, which is the house of the Sitra Achra. Shezehu bechinas hatfila bebechinas din, shahasitra achra roitza levola. This corresponds to the concept of that tfila in the form of din, which a tzaddik gives forth, and then the Sitra Achra sees that. It sees that this is a package of din, and it says, that's me. And it tries to swallow up that tfila. However, with the great power of the tzaddik Mordechai HaYehudi, that not only wasn't the palace of Ahasuerush not successful in swallowing up Esther Amalka and in destroying her holiness, but rather adarabba, just the opposite. He omdolahem bebeis habliyah shalahem. She got stuck in their throat, symbolically, to the point where the Sitra Achra was forced to return, to throw up and give back all of the holiness that it had swallowed up over a period of time. And Haman suffered a major, major defeat. And they hung him and all of his sons on a tree. Because Haman Amalek had a major, major defeat and fall through this tefillah in the form of din of the powerful tzaddik, which Esther Hamalka represents. She represents that tefillah bebechinas din, as we saw in the previous year, as we explained that Esther represents tefillah, Isho Yiras Hashem Hi Tishalo, the woman who has great respect for Hashem, she is tefillah, Tishalo, And the hidden, Esther means hidden. The hidden woman, the hidden tefillah, is this tefillah b'bechinas din. V'zehu b'chinas toikef hasimcha shel Purim. And based on what we're learning here, and based on chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this halacha is built on, we'll understand the great happiness and celebration of Purim. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran that through this tefillah of the Baal Koyach, this tefillah b'bechinas din, and through the whole process that's explained there, through this nis'oirer hashir sheyish yisar osim, is activated the song that will be sung in the future, b'chinas shir poshut kofu meshulash maruba, the special song that's single, double, triple, quadruple, shemishon kol hasimchoi sheboilam. That's the source of all the different types of joy in the world. Kithi ha-he'oro she-mekabla mishon. All types of joy that we experience in this world all come from and are associated with the light that we draw from that future of light, from that song of the future. Va'oz bepurim nis'oirer zeh hashir be-he'oro niflo moi. And then on the holiday of Purim, that song of the future is activated in an incredibly powerful manner. Ki oz hu hisnoitzitzus Moshiach. Because Purim is a time when the light of Moshiach is sparkling. Bechinas Mordechai, in the form of Mordechai Hatzadik. V'alkein oz nimshach shir v'simcha v'ched v'gedoyla adein keitz. And this is why on the holiday of Purim, we draw upon ourselves song and joy infinite. Paragraph Vav, v'zeh b'chinas sudas Purim. And with this, we'll also understand the special meal of Purim. Shehi mitzvah gedoyla laharbis besuda, lecho v'lishtos v'smoyach. It's a major mitzvah to celebrate, to make a beautiful suda in honor of Purim, and to rejoice there. Ki oz ho'achila b'gdusha. Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran that there's two types of eating. There's mezoina de gufa and mezoina de nishmasa. There's body food and there's soul food. There's holy eating, which is called mezoina de nishmasa, and there's ordinary, not specially holy eating, which is called mezoina de gufa. Rav Nosson Zal writes that on Purim, the eating is with holiness. It takes on the form of mezoina de nishmasa. Kalidei horeach toiv shenimshach haidat tefillah bebechinas din, because through that wonderful aroma that we draw upon ourselves, through that tefillah bebechinas din, through the power of Queen Esther, aidei zeh zoichin lemezoina de nishmasa, that enables us to achieve this level of soul food. We weaken and lower the body food, b'bchinas, as the pasuk says, v'yodoy oichezes ba'akei v'esav, kemavur ba'toyonal, that when Esav was coming out of his mother's womb, Yaakov Avinu grabbed hold of his foot and held him down. And the Gemara explains that this means whenever Esav is trying to rise up and climb to achieve his full height, Yaakov pulls him back down, brings about his downfall, as we saw on Purim, when Haman, who's a descendant of Esav, was defeated. Came before about Toranal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in chapter 8, Talmud Gemara. V'alkein, oz mitzvah le'echol. This will explain why it's a major mitzvah to eat on Purim. Ki oz zoichin le'mezoneh de'nishmasa. Because when Haman Amalek is defeated, then we're zoichet to soul food. Ki oz machni en klipas Amalek shumizera Esav shubechinas mezoina de gufa bebechinas veyodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. Because that's when we defeat this klipa of Amalek, who's a descendant of Esav, who represents body food. Remember, Esav said, "Shovel the food into my mouth." He eats like an animal, like a camel. V'alke nikreis Esther Hadasa. And this will also explain why Esther is also called by a name of sweet-smelling spices. She's called Hadassah in the Megillah of Vayhi Oimen Es Hadassah, He Esther. Al Shem Reach Toiv, because she also is an example of this wonderful aroma. Kal Yidei HaTfila BeBechinas Din Shel HaBal Koyach, She Bechinas Esther, Ayidei Zeh Zoichen LeReach Toiv, Shehuchiyas HaNeshama. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran, through this tefillah in the form of din, of a powerful, powerful tzaddik, which is represented by Esther, through that we're zoicha to that wonderful, sweet aroma, which is the energy of the soul. Shaydezer nestakein hakoil. And this helps repair and correct everything. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, nirdi nosan rechoy, that from a yerida, from a fall, comes forth a fabulous, special aroma. Kamashakosu batoyer now, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, ayin shom kol ze heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look up the chapter in Likutei Moran, study it well, because it's a long chapter, and there Rabbi Nachman goes into detail explaining the issue of the Reach and the Tefillah, all of these concepts. Rav Nosson Zal can't give us the whole chapter of Likutei Moran here. He's assuming that you're familiar or that you know the chapter pretty well, and he's connecting to all different parts in that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'zeh paragraph Zayin. We'll just finish paragraph Zayin and then we'll take questions. V'zehu b'chinas mapolas aseres b'nei homon. And this also ties in beautifully with the downfall of the 10 sons of Homon, Shehin eser kisrin demesavusa, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, they represent the 10 crowns of Tumah, the 10 spheroids of Tumah. Sheikar hisgabrusam hu b'chinas kfirus, whereby their main power, the main thing that they're trying to achieve is to inject denial of Hashem, lack of faith into the Jews. Shemachnis and Balev, which they inject into the Jewish heart, lahachlish emunas chidesh olam chasashom, to cause us to become weak in our faith in the fact that Hashem has created the world from complete nothingness. And in the future, Hashem is going to create a new world, a brand new world. V'yalkein heim hasoro. And based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, we'll understand why Haman had 10 sons, keneged aseres hadibrois, corresponding to the 10 commandments, shehem asoro madrego shel nevuah, which correspond to the 10 levels of prophecy, shalidei ze ikur ho emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, he shows how through prophecy, through the 10 commandments which the Jews received in a form of prophecy, every Jew was receiving a direct communication from Hashem, like a prophet. That's Ikar HaEmunah. That's what really gives us pure, solid, whole faith in Hashem. Lizkos Lahamin Bechidush Olam, to enable us to really believe in the newness of the world, Shashem Yisborach Boreas Olam Basorom Amorois, that Hashem created the world with 10 statements of creation. V'heim roitzim lifkoim b'chol zechas ishom. However, they, the Sitrachra, Homon Amolek, they're trying to mess this up, this faith, this nevuah. Aval al yidei ha-tfila b'b'chinas din shel ha-bal koyach kanal. However, through the tefillah in the form of din of the powerful one, and that activates the 10 levels of prophecy, and there is revealed and proclaimed faith in the newness of the world, that Hashem created everything from complete nothingness through 10 statements of creation, the Alkane, Oz Noiflim Yachat Kol Aseres B'nei Haman. And when these 10 levels of prophecy are revealed, the 10 commandments, this Emuna, then that brings about the downfall of the 10 sons of Haman, Kol Esren Kisrin de Mesavusa, the 10 crowns of Tuma. Ki Noiflim, Alidei Bechinas Aseres Tadibrois, Asora Mamorosh, and Iskalnos. Because they fall as a result of the revelation of the 10 commandments, which correspond to the 10 original statements of creation. And with this, we understand beautifully what the Gemara tells us. That on Purim, the Jews accepted upon themselves the Torah anew, a brand new Kabbalah Satorah. Komeshekosuv, Kimu v'kiblu. They established and they received, they accepted. And the Gemara says this refers to Kabbalah Satorah. Because through the powerful tefillah in the form of din, which is represented by Esther, through this we activate the power of prophecy, which is a form of the divine spirit of Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. Bechinas, as it says clearly in the Megillah, that when Esther went to meet Ahasuerus, it says, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. She dressed herself in royalty. And the Gemara says, Shelov Shesa Ruach HaKodesh. She dressed herself in the divine spirit of Hashem, Kamashadosh Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara says. And through this, Vezoichin La Sora Madrego Shel Nevuah, through the revelation of Esther, we're Zoichin to the 10 levels of prophecy, Shebechinas Aseres HaDibrois, which is represented by the 10 commandments, Bechinas Kabbalah Satorah, which is the receiving of the Torah, Kimavur Bahatorah Hanal, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom. Look over there for a clearer presentation of this. Any questions, please? I see a question was raised in the chat that on Sukkos, there's an issue regarding smelling the Esrog, making a bracha on the fragrance of the Esrog. Can a person make a bracha on the fragrance of the hadassim? I believe yes. There are people who use hadassim for Borei Min Ibsomim on Saturday night. There are people who, according to Kabbalah, smell hadassim on Friday night. I haven't seen it done, especially on Sukkos. I didn't see my rabbis do it. But I would think if a person wants to, they can. Any other questions, please?
The topic of this Shir Pashut Kaful Meshulash Meruba that Rabbeinu talks about in Torah Chet, is this something that's concealed from us and that will be revealed only later on, or is this something that we have a grasp on already from now?
It is spoken about in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Hasidus. They speak about it. That refers to a song emanating from the name of Hashem, which is the source of everything. And the name of the most basic name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if you take this name of Hashem and you take it in the form of single, double, triple, quadruple, meaning first you take one letter, the first letter Yud, then double Yud Hei, then triple Yud Hei Vav, then quadruple Yud Hei Vav Kei, and you add up, it adds up to 72. And the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about a special harp of 72 strings, a kinnor of 72 strings, which this beautiful song of the future will be played. Now, 72 is also the word chesed. And there's a pasuk, Olam chesed yibonah. The world will be built with chesed. Again, referring to this special song. Now, another form of this song is the book of Tehillim. We know that Rashi, the first Rashi in Tehillim, quotes the Gemara in Psachim and the Zohar HaKodesh, which says that the book of Tehillim is based on 10 types of song. And the book of Tehillim was composed through 10 tzaddikim. So these 10 types of song correspond to those 10 letters in the Yud Kei Vav Kei that we just mentioned. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 equals 10. The 10 letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei in that form also represent this sheer pashut kaful meshulash meruba, and the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, the 100 koilos that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, the 100 sounds, 100 is 10 squared, 10 times 10, 10 to the power, to its own power, 10 squared. The 100 sounds of the shofar represent this special song, because Rabbeinu Salavadei HaMikutman quotes a pasuk, Horein kashofar koilecha, lift up your voice like a shofar. Hashem says this to the prophets, lift up your voice like a shofar, v'haged la'ami pishon, and tell my nation their sin, meaning give them the proper healthy rebuke. The word kashofar, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moharan, the word kashofar, those four letters, are the first letters of pashut, kafel, shalosh, meruba, single, double, triple, quadruple. This is a little bit of what we know about this special song.
Beautiful, thank you.
Anyone else, please? Okay, and with this, Lekavod Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rav Nosson Zal takes us into the holiday of Pesach. Paragraph Ches, V'zeh B'chinas Pesach, V'inyan Isur Chametz. Based on everything we've been learning here, and based on this chapter on Likutei Moharan, chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moharan, we're going to have whole new insights to the holiday of Pesach. Ki bePesach hu yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when we celebrate the fact that we left Egypt. V'ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo legalois emunas chidish olam. One of the main goals in leaving Egypt, in becoming a nation, and going towards Har Sinai to receive the Torah and going to Eretz Yisrael was to reveal and broadcast this faith in the newness of the world, that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. This is really the essence of the redemption from Egypt. Whereby Hashem performed unbelievable, awesome miracles for us at that time, which had never been heard before, seen before in the entire world, among all the nations. And what did all of this reveal? It revealed that there is a Hashem who rules the world and is in a position to do whatever he wants. He's not bound by any laws of nature. Because Hashem created the world something from nothing with his will. The who maniges olam, and he leads the world. And Hashem has the power to do anything he wants. Leshano isateva b'chol eis, to change nature, to override nature. Anytime, lasos mimayim dom umidom mayim, to turn water into blood, like he did in the miracle of in the plague of dam, umidom mayim, and to turn blood into water, umeoyer choshech umechoshechar, and to turn darkness into light and light into darkness. Ukiyotze bozeh b'shar hamoisim. And similarly, regarding all the other miracles, asher alidei kulam nizgale emuna samita selkuisis borach, whereby all of these miracles revealed and broadcasted the truth of Hashem, shehu yisborach chidei shakol bretzoinoi, that Hashem created everything brand new with his will. And therefore, he also has the ability to do anything he wants in the world. As is repeated in the Chumash many times, during the times that Hashem inflicted the plagues on Egypt, it says there, I'm doing all of this so that you'll know that I am Hashem of the world. And then it says in another place, so that you, Paroi, will know that there's no one like our Hashem. and other similar expressions that are found throughout all the different plagues. Because all of those plagues and all of those miracles were all about revealing Hashem, Shehu Emunas Chidush Olam, of which one of the most important aspects of that is to believe that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. Ki yefsher lahamin b'Hashem Yisborach, ki im kishemaminim b'chidush olam. Because it's impossible, a person does not get credit for believing in Hashem unless they believe in chidush olam, this concept that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. Kamuvan l'chol maskil be'emes, as is clearly understood by any really intelligent person, that's real faith. Nimtza she'ikar b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim hu legalos emunas chidush olam, shehi ikar hu emuna. So therefore, the whole concept of taking us out of Egypt and making us into a nation and a kingdom of holiness, it's all about this revelation of this emuna, of chidush olam, shi ikar emuna, which is the essence of emuna. Shenizgale al yidei kol hamoifsim hanoiroem shosa shenizborach leineinu b'Mitzrayim, which was revealed through all the awesome miracles that Hashem performed right before our eyes upon the nation of Egypt. V'alkein ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo al yidei hatfila bebechinas din shel habal koyach. And therefore, taking the Jews out of Egypt came about by Moshe Rabbeinu employing this tefillah bebechinas din. Sheze bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likud Imran, when he tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu makes his first appearance before Paroi, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take the stick that you have in your hand and throw it down in front of Paroi, and it'll turn into a snake. So the pasuk there is v'hashlech lifnei Paroi yehi l'sanin hanema b'tchila sagula. This pasuk was mentioned at the beginning of this project of taking the Jews out of Egypt. Shepirshoi Rabbeinu Zal al hatfila b'bchinas din kimavura b'toyranal. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 8, in paragraph 3, Rabbeinu Zal explains that pasuk, what Moshe Rabbeinu did there, was an example of activating this tefillah bebechinas din. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes, the first letters of v'hashlech lifnei paroi yehi l'sanin spell the word vayepalel, vayepalel, which is the word used when Pinchas, so it says there vayepalel, that Pinchas prayed, but it doesn't say vayispalel, it says vayepalel, and the Gemara says also plilim im koinoi, that Pinchas shot out a tefillah bebechinas din towards Hashem. The Gemara says that, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes that. So Moshe Rabbeinu's act of taking this stick and throwing it in front of Paroi and it turning into a snake, this was an example of shooting this cannonball, this tefillah bebechinas din. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Yamaran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Kal yidei hatfilo hanal, ayidei ze zoichen legayer geirin. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likut Yamaran that one of the results of using this tefillah bebechinas din is that it results in converts coming to join Klal Yisrael. Shezeo bechinas, this is what the Torah tells us, that when the Jews left Egypt, v'gam erev rav olo itam, dahinu geirim rabim shenizgairu was, that there were many converts that left Egypt together with the Jewish people when they left. Vaydeze nisrabe hakovoi dikdusha. And usually when converts come and join Klal Yisrael, this increases the holy honor and respect of Hashem. There's a pasuk, Chavu Lashem Mishpachay Samim, Chavu Lashem Kovoy Voiz. Bring to Hashem the families of the nations of the world, bring to Hashem honor and strength. Vaydeze Nisrabe HaKovoy Degdusha. This brought about a major, this brings about a major increase in elevation of the holy honor, which results in prophecy, shehu matan Torah, of which an example of all the Jews experiencing prophecy was when we stood at Har Sinai, when we received the Torah. And when there's this revelation of prophecy, this also reveals this faith in Chiddush Olam, Shehi Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, which is all about Eretz Yisrael. Because when Hashem first created the world, by putting that on page one in the Torah, that I created heaven and earth, Hashem gave a message to all the nations of the world that I'm boss, and I can give Eretz Yisrael to whoever I want, and I can take it away from whoever I want, and give it to whoever I want. And we're told that in the future, when there'll be Chiddush Olam, the whole world will become like Eretz Yisrael. And when this happens, it activates that special song of the future, Shehu HaKoil HaMashke Sagan. That's that sound, that voice that waters the garden. Which helps all the wonderful fragrances and all the wonderful forms of respect of Hashem for Hashem to grow, to blossom. Rabbeinu Zalvei Aleihis quotes the pasuk, "V'horeichoi beyiras Hashem," that Moshiach will smell from respect for Hashem, yiras Hashem. So the yira and the reich go together. This brings about the downfall of the foot, the heel of the foot of the Sitra Achra, shehu b'chinas mezoina degufa, which represents body food, the lower level of food, v'zoichin l'mezoina d'nishmasa, and we're zoichet to soul food, kimavur kol ze b'hatoyrah hanam. As Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 8. Any questions?
Rabbi, this Shabbat, I studied the Maaseh Mibitachon. And I noticed over there that at the end of the Maaseh, this person was brought in by the king to chop off the prisoner's head at the end of the Sipur. At the end, kind of wins over Hashem in a tefillah by saying if he sees that he can't undo this king's decree, so he starts praying to Hashem and he says he wins over Hashem, so to speak, by turning his sword into a stick. And I saw that there was maybe a kesher over here where the tefillah bechinat din, which is a type of tefillah where you win over Hashem. And over here, I connected it with what he just said over here, that it's megayer gerim and helps people come to tshuva. At the end of the Sipur, what did he do? He liberated this prisoner, which is a bechina of a baal tshuva, who's imprisoned by the yetzer hara, which is the king in the Sipur. Just wanted to share that.
Back inside. The Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Afal Pi Shekvar Kiblu Koyach Al Yidei Atfila B'Bechina Zin Shal B'Koyach Anam, Rav Nosson Zal explains now. However, even though we had Moshe Rabbeinu, and even though Hashem inflicted all of these plagues on the Egyptians, and he really gave them a sound beating, still, at that time of leaving Egypt, even though we had received that power of that tefillah bebechinas din, shaydezeh hayo ikar yitzias Mitzrayim, which is really what helped us get out of Egypt, afal pikein adayim lo yizochu lekabolas haTorah. We had not yet received the Torah when we left Egypt. V'chol zman she'ein mekaplenes haTorah, adayin ein nizgale emunas chiddush olam b'shleimus. And so long as we have not yet received the Torah, we cannot reveal the emuna in Chiddush Olam in the fullest sense. Ki ikar shleimus emunas Chiddush Olam hu'al yidei matan Torah. Because the real perfection and completion of faith in Chiddush Olam is only by receiving the Torah. Shehu b'chinas asoro madregoi shel ruach nevuah v'ruach hakodesh. The Torah possesses the 10 levels of prophecy and divine spirit of Hashem, she'ikar biror hamedame huali deizeh. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Maran that in order for a person to purify and refine the koyach hamedame, medame means where good and bad are mixed up together inside a person's head and inside a person's heart. The main ability to really straighten that out and correct that is only through the 10 levels of prophecy and Ruach HaKodesh, which are dependent on the Torah. That's what gives us the ability to really believe 100% in Chiddush HaOlam, which is the real Emunah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Maran. V'yalkein, and therefore, Oz, B'shas, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Shohu Adayim, Koidim, Kabbalah, Satorah, then, when we left Egypt, where we had not yet received the Torah, therefore, it was not yet possible for us to correct and straighten out this medame completely, this confusion, this blurriness, this combination of good and bad, this lack of complete clarity about Hashem. The chol's man she'ein hamedame mevoira al yidei ruach nevuah shumatn Torah. And so long as the medame has not yet been refined completely and corrected completely through the spirit of prophecy, which is Matan Torah, adayin i'efshe legalois b'shleimus emunas chidush olam. We cannot really reveal to the world this faith in Hashem creating the world from nothingness. V'chol zman she'ein esgal emunas chidush olam, and so long as we are not revealing completely this emun and chiddush olam, we cannot escape completely from the klipa of Mitzrayim. She'ikar zu'amosom hoya al yedei hakfirus, whereby the main tumah that Egypt injected into the Jewish people was this lack of faith in Hashem, this denial of Hashem, which comes from those people who deny the concept of Hashem creating the world from nothingness. Yemach Shemom Vezichron. Rav Nosson Zal uses very, very severe, harsh words about this. The most severe possible, because this is undermining the whole existence, the whole Judaism. We know Kol Mitzvaysecho Emuna. All the mitzvahs of the whole Torah are all about emuna. The whole Yiddishkeit is built on emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal says in the Quran that the main tenet of emuna is believing that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. So those forces of tumah that deny that, that don't believe in that, or that question that or challenge that, they are really undermining the foundations of Judaism and the foundations of our connection to Hashem in this world. This, and again, Rav Nosson Zal speaking so strongly about this because during his time is when the Reform Movement and other Jews who lost their faith in the Gemara, in the Torah Shebaal Peh, they lost their faith in general about Hashem. They started assimilating, dressing like the non-Jews and conduct all kinds of things and wanting to force the Jews to introduce secular studies in the schools, in the Jewish school system, in order that Jewish kids should be educated with science, with things that question and challenge and disagree with the Torah's opinion of how creation took place. V'alkein be'emes hoya yetzias Mitzrayim al yidei nes nifla v'noira ma'oid mo'i. And therefore, our leaving Egypt took place through an incredible, incredible, unusual, awesome miracle. Kimavur bekisvei HaRizal, as the HaRizal elaborates on this. Shashem Yisborach, himshich aleihem moichim gedoilim v'noiroi moid, sheloi bahadrogo v'sheloi keseder, ayin shom. The HaRizal shows how usually there's a procedure by which when Hashem wants to shine his light into a person, It's done in a certain step-by-step manner, first a smaller level, then a bigger level, etc. The Arizal shows how when it came to taking the Jews out of Egypt, it was such an emergency, it was such a crisis that Hashem had to just turn on the faucet all the way. Hashem had to blast us with Meichen, with an incredible high level of light. Shaloi Badraga, not following the standard procedures of doing everything in a step-by-step manner. The Shaloi Kaseder, not following the normal order of how things are done. Hainu, what does this mean specifically? That even though we had not yet achieved real prophecy, which is only when a person receives the Torah, Hashem, without the Torah, shined upon us a very, very high level of sechel, shehim bechinas ruach hakodesh, which is an aspect of ruach hakodesh, mamish, the divine spirit of Hashem, bechinas birur hamedame, which is a form of birur hamedame, ad shen izgale gam b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim koidem kabbalas haTorah emunas chidush olam, to the point where when we left Egypt, even though we had not yet received the Torah, there was a major revelation of this emunas chidush olam. Vaydeze yotzu Yisrael mimitzrayim, and that's what made it possible for us to leave Egypt. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim Kualidei emunas chidush olam, because the whole ability for us to leave Egypt was dependent on this faith, this real faith in Hashem, which is this emunah chidush olam. Ubishvil ze hutzrachu lotzeitz bechid pozoim godol, and this will explain why we were forced to leave Egypt in a major hurry, running. So that the forces of Tumah shouldn't be able to attach themselves to us, which is that this denial of Hashem, because of the fact that we had not yet received the Torah, and because we hadn't received the Torah yet, our Birur Hamedame was not really complete. Rak Yitziyosa Mehakfiras Aklipas Mitzrayim Hoya B'derech Nes, but rather our escape from Egypt, from this denial of Hashem and from this Klip of Egypt, was via special emergency miracle. Shebo Aleim Heora Samoichen Sheloi Badroga V'Sheloi Kaseder K'mavur K'savon, whereby Hashem broke the rules. He went against all the standard procedures, and Hashem shined upon us this moichen, this great light, shaloi badrog and shaloi kaseder. And now Rav Moshe Zal is going to go into a whole beautiful explanation as to how this ties into matzah and chametz. Incredible, incredible revelation here that we're going to have. This is the month which the Gemara says is the month of Geula, the month when the Jews were taken out of Egypt, and the month that's supposed to be the month of the final redemption, the month of Nisan. And we don't say Tachnun. It says in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. This month is Rosh Chodeshes. Every day of the month is like a Rosh Chodesh. Just like on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachnun. Every day of Nisan, we don't say Tachnun. And we don't fast special. It's a major, major time of holiness, of a higher level connection to Hashem. We should be zeichu, all of us, to be special during this month, to renew our connection to Hashem, our connection to the tzaddik, our connection to the Torah, and to witness once again the miracles of Hashem, and to see, just like today is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, we should be zeichu that today Moshe Rabbeinu should put up the Beis HaMikdash, the third and final Beis HaMikdash, with the coming of Moshiach, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen v'amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rev Nassim. Good Chodesh.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Tell me, what's the minhag of making brochas hailonos, beisaret? How right away, wait, before Pesach, after Pesach?
If a person can do it now, it's a good time from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's a good time to do it. Listeners that live in Yerushalayim, some of them have a custom of going on Chol HaMoed Pesach, which is a special happy time, an extra happy time, of going to the kever of Shimon HaTzadik. Right after Vasikin, right after Davening Nates, getting together while we're dressed in our Yontif clothing on Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, going to Shimon HaTzadik, and outside there are a few of these fruit trees that start blossoming and saying it together with a minion over there. But whenever a person can do it, it's very, very good to do it. If a person can do it with a minion, it's even better. It's Birkas Hoilonos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Chodesh Tov. All the best.
Chodesh Tov.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Nachman. Good Chodesh. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Nachman. Good Chodesh. Good Vach.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Nachman.
Thank you, Rabbi Nachman. Have a great Chodesh. And good Shabbat.
Good Chodesh. Thank you so much.